I'm Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News. 80 degrees, and the National Weather Service has issued another heat warning. We could see heat indices between 100 and 105 degrees today. The state of Illinois has a budget, but as WSIU's Brad Palmer reports, that is not the case for the state's K through 12 schools.
Mount Vernon School Superintendent Aletta Lawrence says the spending plan can't appropriate money for schools unless a new funding formula also wins approval.
Even though we do have a budget now for the state of Illinois, we don't actually have a funding mechanism for the K-12 schools. So we're still a little bit out there in the dark as to how much exactly we're going to have for the upcoming school year.
Lawrence says the uncertainty makes it very difficult for school administrators to do their jobs.
When we make a budget, you expect to get the revenues that you're promised. And when that doesn't happen, you know, other things have to fall by the wayside in order for you to come up with a balanced budget.
Lawrence says her district will need to know something very soon because she'll have to present the budget for the upcoming academic year at the school board meeting in August. The budget ties K through 12 dollars to something known as the evidence-based model. Both political parties endorse this model, which is based on each district's demographics. The Democrats' version has passed the House and Senate. They haven't sent it to Governor Bruce Rauner yet because he's promised to veto it. I'm Brad Palmer.
There's turnover going on among some high-level staff in Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner's office. The changes are taking place in the wake of lawmakers overriding Bruce Rauner and putting a budget and income tax increase in place. Rauner's chief of staff, communications director, and others are being forced out. And in their place, some key employees of the conservative Illinois Policy Institute, which could signal that the administration is taking more of a far-right approach going forward. Consultant and political analyst Tom Serafin says the timing should come as no surprise.
In order for the governor to get reelected, he's got to be very focused, and his message has to be certain, and he has to be certain that that message is getting out to the general public and they understand where he's coming from. I know internally they have to feel that they were not able to get their message across.
The Illinois Policy Institute has been among the leading critics of the income tax hike, even attacking the governor himself for considering raising taxes as a part of a larger budget deal. The governor has contributed money to the institute in the past. Forecast very hot today, clouds and sun, 20% chance of a stray shower or a thunder shower with a high near 92. And again, the National Weather Service's dangerous heat indices today. Oppressive heat and humidity later on today will make it feel like it's between 100 and 105 degrees.